Fred Film Radio event.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and today we're talking about ARSA, the Advanced Research Seminar on Audio Description, that is taking place in Barcelona on March 16th and 17th. We will have the opportunity to chat with the speakers of the conference. Fred is a media partner of the event. Today I have virtually with me Florian Bardini, PhD student of the University of Vic, that is going to be one of the speakers at the conference. Florian, welcome. Thank you for giving us the chance to talk about your work in accessibility.
Thank you, Chiara. Good morning.
So Florian, first of all, tell me more about yourself.
Well, I'm a translator, and I've been 4 years, but a few years ago I took my studies with a master, and then I started the PhD research in the field of media accessibility. It was a field that I actually really discovered deeply in during the master, and I thought mm-hmm. it was very interesting to get into this field, to try and provide people with sensorial differences with better media experiences through access services like audio description or subtitles for the deaf and hard of hearing.
How did you get to ARSAD? Will this be your first time there, or you already knew about it?
No, I already knew about it, actually. It was my first presentation ever in a conference was at ARSAD in 2013.
Wow. Okay.
That was after I completed my master. And it's a really, I work on audio description specifically, and ARSAD, as you know, is specialized on audio description,
yes.
Which is quite rare. Normally you have conferences about audiovisual translation or about accessibility on the whole, and here it is so specialized on audio description that you can really get a good overview of what's going on in the field,
mm-hmm.
and it's a good opportunity to share results and projects with other researchers in the field.
Where are you based at the moment? In Spain, I guess.
Yes, I'm based in Spain, yes, in the province of Barcelona in Catalonia.
But you worked and studied in Paris, so you have an overview of the status of accessibility in other countries.
Yes, actually I've lived in France and in Germany, so mm-hmm. I'm quite aware of different traditions and different offer in these countries. Although I've really started to work on that in Spain, and I must say research in the field is really well developed in Spain.
And so what do you think about ARSAD? How was your experience in 2013, and what are you going to expect from this experience here? What's the added value that ARSAD bring for you?
Yeah, as I said, it's really specialized, so you get to see more on about audio description, about mm. what's going on in audio description. And audio description is a topic that has been growing exponentially in the last few years. There's so much research now. It's a big difference from 2 years ago and or 4 years ago and now, when I look at the program, the wealth of topics that are mm-hmm. covered, and we're getting deeper into user experience and into multimedial aspects, etc. And this is I'm really looking forward to see what's going on in the field and to share my results. Of course, it's important for me because this time I'm nearly finished with my PhD project, so it's more interesting to share the results than the process. But it's also interesting to see what there are longer presentations with ended projects and shorter mm. with projects that are ongoing. And it's also interesting because then you see what kind of things will we know in 2 years when they're done, you know?
Yes, Yeah, you're. So your presentation's title is Audio Description Style in Film Experience: A Reception Study. Tell me more about it.
The objective of my study is to find out which audio description styles, in relation to the audio description of cinematic language especially, mm-hmm. suits better the users and provides them with a better experience. As a cinema professional, you will know that that camera work and montage, etc., can yes. express a whole lot of things in the way how things are shown and not only what is shown. And there are different ways to tackle that in audio description. And I'd like to check which one is the best, which one provides users with an experience most similar to that of sighted viewers. So one of the aspects is that I will compare, I am comparing, actually, mm-hmm. I'm still doing interviews right now, the experience of users with three different styles of audio description, mm-hmm. and I will also compare their experience to that of sighted viewers that had watched the same film but without audio description. And they answer questionnaire, and we have interviews, and then we can compare the answers and the whole experience that they relate.
Oh, what can the styles be? Give me, if you can, I'm curious, give me some examples of the differences in the styles, in the approach.
Yes, of course. Well, it's been changing in the very, very lately, but traditionally audio description had to be very objective. It had to stick to what is shown and say what there is. Mm-hmm. To not interfere, so to say, with the listener's subjectivity, and so there will be one version that is so that describes as little cinematic language as possible. I mean, for example, a slow motion would mm-hmm. be mentioned, but other camera movement would not be either mentioned nor interpreted, The second style will make mention of the camera work and of the cinematic language on the whole, both in stating it and sometimes in interpreting it. For example, you have a sentence such as "the camera pans down a building."
Hmm. Okay. Or there's a close up, for example, if two people are shot in a close-up, or you can only see
part
or something
exactly.
like this. Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's not not too much. Not everything is described with the camera. It's not that technical, but there is more mention at several points of this kind of aspect, and also a bit of interpretation. There is one aspect of the short film that we use for the study that is that there is a return to reality. It's a dream, and you get back to reality. And as a viewer, you know that because the action was in slow motion mm-hmm. and with music, and then it cuts back to normal speed action, and the music changes, and there you can in the first version you just describe slow motion and then normal speed, and you go on saying what there's on the screen. And in the other versions, you can that are more interpretative of the cinematic language, we state that there is they go back to reality.
Okay.
And it's important for us to check if users accept this kind of interpretation or not. Do they think no, we should interpret ourselves, or do they think no, it helps because there is so much more in the film that it's good to have this information put into words for us from the beginning. And the third version is even more interpretative. Mm. It doesn't make mention of the camera work in itself. It tries to be a bit more narrative, to wrap up what's there to see, to give a nearer feeling of what is on screen, but without being accurate in every second. Now we see that, now we see that, now we see that, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Or okay, yes. Maybe just the things that there are effective for to understand better, you know, the whole thing. So it's
so that you can make a picture that will maybe you won't have exactly the person on the bottom right of the screen, just like we see, but you will get a better picture on the whole of how it actually appears. And this is our narrative style, mm-hmm. we called, and then the other one with the cinematic information is cinematic style, and the first one that that was very descriptive is just denotative style. That's the three ones that that we are testing now.
So far, what's the style that they're enjoying the most?
It seems to be the narrative style. Mm. It seemed that the help is appreciated, that there is a bit of interpretation, because there is much more to interpret. I mean, this dream that I was talking about before, it can be a dream or a vision, or it can mean something or something else, and that's already up to the viewers and to the listeners of the AD to interpret for themselves and decide for themselves what they think the director meant. So more formal aspects of cinematic language, like this clash from a dream to reality, can be interpreted without being intrusive in their subjectivity. But we are still doing interviews, so maybe now I tell you that, and at Arsada we'll have to tell you something else.
Yes, I don't know, but obviously I was curious, because it seems easy when you listen to your, you know, when you read about your presentation. It's very interesting, and it seems easier than you think. And then while I was listening to you talking, I figured that even from my cinema film studies point of view, it's something so difficult, because there's a wide range of possibilities.
Well, actually, it is, and for audio describers, it is, of course... a difficult job to choose what to describe and how to describe it, and of course you don't have all the time you want, because you have to fit in the film.
That's
and
true.
It needs to be studied, because it's really it's complicated to find the right way, so to say.
In your experience, do you think that it would be easier for audio describers to do this job if they started while the film is still in the making of?
Well, definitely.
Okay.
That would be best, because you would know really what is meant, really what's important. You would not have to rely on your interpretation of
exactly.
what the director wants. You would know what he wants. And, of course, sometimes, maybe if you had just one more second, you could describe better. And sometimes, just for 1 second, you could talk to the director and say, look, we need 1 second here. And it would be the product, the artistic product, the film, would have much more value if it was all... accessible from the beginning, because there, if you have to add up things, it's more complicated, it's not that cost effective, and maybe it doesn't fit exactly the vision of the creative team from the beginning.
Okay.
So that would be the best, and then I think we could offer a lot more of the description to users if it was done like that, if it was just a part of the production process.
It will be a win-win for all.
Yes.
A win-win situation
yes.
for all. Thank you so much, Florian, for sharing your
Thank
experience
you,
and accessibility with us. I really hope to hear more about your research and your project. Good luck.
Good
luck for Arsad, and thank you again.
Yes. Thank you, Chiara. Bye.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.